Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
One thing about a heat wave, you either keep it out, or keep out of it, or you sweat and bake. And the many of us fortunate enough to have air conditioners in our homes, offices, and cars can avoid the boil. But we must be conscious that our dogs and cats, and gerbils and hamsters, rely on us to keep them safe. And it's important, because things can go terribly wrong really fast if you don't protect your pets. Great advice is coming up. Stay tuned. I remember talking with a veterinarian who worked with kids, and he said that one of the most significant responsibilities that kids have today is caring for their pets, because they hold the power of life and death in their hands. It is a giant responsibility. Well, that applies to we adults as well, and it's important to act right now to make sure our pets are safe during this incredible heat wave. And here's just what you and your family and friends need to know. The heat wave that's gripping America, as you look at the temperature charts these days, it is record-setting temperatures almost everywhere. People are literally now being reported as having died from this because this is very, very stressful to many people, and people who aren't prepared, elderly and others who are at risk, can find themselves in danger. But certainly one of the very big concerns that all of us have to be aware of is the need for these creatures that totally rely on us for their care to be properly prepared and dealt with at times like this. And we're talking with someone who really can speak to this. We're invited to the Wild Side News now, Stephanie Shane. She's the director of outreach. Her forte is focused on companion animals, and she's talking to us as a representative of the Humane Society. Stephanie, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
Well, Stephanie, you're in Maryland, and that certainly is the a center of some really record-setting temperatures. Tell me, first of all, what's been the experience of the heat wave there in Maryland?
Well, we see a lot of concern going up, and thankfully we also see a pretty good response from our news media reminding people that they need to take precautions for their pets as well as the people that they're concerned about. So that, you know, everything that we're thinking about for ourselves, keeping cool, and for neighbors and relatives who may have some trouble making sure that they're staying cool themselves, that we need to remember those same tips for our pets.
Are you receiving calls?
Pretty typical calls that shelters receive are dogs in cars. People take their dogs along in the car thinking it'll be fun for the dog to be with them, and they'll only be in the store for a moment, and a moment turns into 5 minutes or 10 minutes or longer, and that really can create an extremely dangerous situation for the dog. So calls from concerned citizens when they see a dog in a car, or as well as calls from concerned citizens who see a dog in their neighborhood or maybe that they're driving by who's tied outside and doesn't have any shade or any cool water or anything to help them through the heat of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start talking about the things that people really have to be concerned about. Obviously, as with any living thing, heat and water is very, those two elements are two of the most important. Let's talk about the importance of those four animals as well.
Sure. Water, absolutely important. You know, dogs and cats don't cool their own bodies as efficiently as people do. So if you think about, you know, you probably want more water when it's really hot out. Your pet, it's absolutely vital to them to have a lot more water when it's really hot because it helps them keep cool and maintain their hydration. Dogs get, you know, they cool themselves off by panting. So you want to make sure that they have lots of water. And shade is another very important thing. It's especially important to note that a doghouse is not shade. A doghouse in the sun is like an oven, and so there needs to be adequate shade for those animals, whether that's, you know, by a hard structure overhang or heavily, you know, very thick trees or something that provides a consistent shade for those animals.
Well, now let's say that there's someone who has a dog and this hasn't been an issue for them, and suddenly, well, it's here now. What are some ways to construct shade? Obviously, it has to be reliable.
It has to be reliable, and you know, like a plastic tarp isn't reliable, and so we don't think, you know, draping a plastic tarp over something for shade is good. You need to plan ahead. And if that means bringing the dog inside the home, then you need to do that and be prepared to do that, because it really can be a difference between life and death for that animal. We certainly see animals in the D.C. area in situations where animal control needs to go and remove them because it is so hot and they are not being provided adequate shade and adequate water, and so they need to be brought to the safety of the animal shelter.
Now, when that happens, let's say that the Humane Society responds to a call like that, they pick up the animal, what then happens for the owner? How are they contacted, and then what are their responsibilities?
It depends. Typically, some sort of notification will be left at the home, noting that animal control has responded and removed that animal, and then they would follow up whether that's coming to the shelter and retrieving their animal and making sure that they already that they have since constructed something that provides adequate shade for the animal. It could be that sometimes, you know, an owner says, I don't really want the dog anymore. I'm tired of the responsibility, and you took him, so you keep him.
Now, I imagine there's a fee if you pick up your animal and take it back home with you.
Normally, yes. And then, you know, in certainly in extreme conditions, there could be the possibility of some sort of cruelty charge filed.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the situation.
All the more reason to just plain not let that happen. Plus, it shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen. These are our best friends. They love us. They care for us. They protect us. They totally rely on us at times like this to protect them.
Absolutely. And a really good reminder about taking action when you see an animal in distress, that it really is up to people who care, that if you see an animal who you think needs assistance, making that call, because sometimes people are nervous to make that call. And generally, you can report, if you're nervous, you can make an anonymous complaint, but it's important that you make that call to your local animal control and ask that they come out and check on an animal in distress.
Let's talk about cats, because they seem to have some different needs, generally speaking, and yet they have the same needs.
Sure. Same concerns for cats as we have for dogs in this hot weather. Normally, we do recommend that you keep cats indoors or somehow confined to your property. We don't think it's safe to let them roam the neighborhood by themselves. There are just too many dangers that they can get into. But you want to make sure that you have the same provisions for your cat. Even if she is indoors, you want to make sure that there is a cool place for her to go to. Certainly, if you have air conditioning, that's terrific. But if you don't, you know, if there's a cooler part of your home, if you have a basement that stays cooler, making sure that the cat has access to that space during the day, making sure that there's lots of fresh water available. So everything that you would do for yourself if you were home, you want to provide for that pet to make sure that not only are they comfortable, but they're also that they're safe.
Now, a lot of kids end up being responsible for pet care in one way or another. What's the best way that you'd recommend to really get your kids to be aware of the fact that they have to take on some added responsibility and be aware as well?
I think just having some really honest conversations. You know, animals die from the heat every year, and that's a really sad fact, but that's a fact. And so making kids aware that, just like us, they're creatures that need certain comforts and have certain requirements to be safe. And so you wouldn't go outside on a 90-degree day in your winter coat, and we're not sending our animal outside with his heavy, thick fur coat to sit outside all day in this heat either. Lots of times kids may have a small pet, like a hamster or a guinea pig, and you want to bring up concerns for those animals too, especially if your home is empty during the day, if everyone is at work. You want to make sure that those animals are in a cool part of the house. For example, in our home, if nobody's home, the air conditioning goes off in every room except the room that the guinea pigs are in, so that we know that they stay cool.
A lot of people like to take their dogs for a walk. There have to be some special considerations because of the heat now for dogs on walks.
Yeah, you want to limit your walks. You know, now is not the time to introduce a new exercise program for your dog. And you want to limit the exercise you do give your pet to early morning and late evening, when it's at least the coolest part of the day, even if it is still hot. Very often it's good to have shorter, more frequent walks instead of the really long walk. So just and being mindful as well when you're walking them to any signs of distress that they may be having. You know, extremely heavy panting, it's time to get back home and get inside to the air conditioning.
Let's say that you are outside or you come home and you find your animal in distress. What are some of the signs of early distress? And then let's talk about also when you realize that there is a critical need.
Early distress really is, again, extremely heavy panting. Their tongue can turn very dark red or even purple. any sort of sense that they seem dazed or confused or if they're having trouble walking, anything like that, you want to immediately call your emergency vet. Get that pet in a cool place. You want to get some cool water to them just to put over their body. If they are somewhat coherent, you can give them ice cubes to lick. But even those early warning signs, you want to contact a veterinarian and see what they think. If you've got a pet who is, seems severely dazed or confused, seems to be having a hard time breathing in any way, you want to get them in the car and get them to the emergency clinic right away.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, misting a dog or adding some, literally spraying it with some sort of water, might that be useful?
I think it could certainly be helpful in keeping them comfortable. But if you've got an animal who you feel is having some sort of distress from the heat, you want to get some cool water on them, and more than just a mist. You want to get some actual pretty significant amounts of cool water on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you do want to be mindful if you see any animal in distress, whether that is a companion-type animal or a wild animal, to check in with your animal control and let them know what you're seeing and if that's something that they can respond to and help you with.
Mm-hmm. Let's go inside the house. What whole different situations there? You're not necessarily going to be concerned about direct sunlight, but boy, houses can get pretty warm.
They can, and I think it's a good idea that we try to conserve energy, and so a lot of folks try to shut off the air conditioning or turn it way down when they go to work, and that's a great idea to conserve energy. But if you've got pets in the house, you need to make sure that there is at least one area where they can be where it is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if you have one bedroom that everybody can be in during the day, even if they're not shut in there, but an area that they can all get to that is cool, or if there's a basement that stays cool, making sure that they have access to that.
Now, in the house, of course, you're going to find more exotic pets, including things like turtles and fish and birds. What are some considerations for creatures like that?
You'd want to consult specifically either with your veterinarian or with some very trusted animal care books on the species for what their ideal temperatures are. Most of these animals have adapted to living in normal, human comfortable temperatures. Some of them can tolerate warmer environments, but most of them cannot tolerate an extremely warm environment. So you don't want to make it freezing cold for them, but you do want to keep it at a temperature which you would be comfortable at.
So for people who are out there and they may find an animal in their neighborhood, let's say, that's having some real difficulties, sometimes a little frightening to take more direct action, but what would you recommend?
You can certainly try animal control and see about them, but if you can't get in touch with animal control or if you're not sure of how to find your local animal control agency, don't hesitate to call your local police department. If they cannot respond, they can direct you to the agency that can respond. I know in my own life, I've seen dogs who are in cars who seem to be in real distress, and I've not had the number for animal control with me, but I've known the number to call the police, and the police have actually come out and checked on that dog and have been willing to break into the car to help an animal in distress. So don't hesitate to call your local police if you've got a concern and you can't get in touch with animal control.
The strange thing is the pet owner may actually thank you for it in the long run, because something, it's happened to me where I've gone in to a shopping or something like that, or run into meet a friend just for a moment, and then, as you say, it can end up, you just forget.
Absolutely, and it doesn't mean, you can help that animal in distress without commenting on a pet owner overall and accusing them of being a bad owner. Sometimes we really do just forget, or else we think, we don't realize how hot, we don't think about how hot it can get in that car so quickly. Great owners, can make mistakes as well.
I know I'm an animal person, and nothing could hurt me more than to think that somehow I was partly responsible or wholly responsible for coming home to find my beloved pet dead. You've been very helpful, and you've given some terrific advice. If people want to learn more about, take this further and learn about the Humane Society, let's give them a way to find out more.
You can go to our website at www.hsus.org, and if you're specifically interested in pets, you can just add /pets to the end of that, so it's hsus.org/pets, and you'll find information there about all kinds of animals, so not only the pet animals that we live with, but wild animals and different situations that they can get into as well.
Well, that's always useful.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Everyone sees a wild creature poking about and crossing through an open field now and then. Wildlife continues to make its stand amongst the green strips and patches that buffer our lives, and right now, they are feeling the heat. You have to wonder, how do they manage?
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Then dying coral reefs pushed us, hard. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.